Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. The four secrets to success. And I can tell you, like, these were not easy to learn along my path, but because I grew up in a town that was not near the ocean, because I didn't have a lot of abundance when I grew up, because I struggled a lot throughout my life, the great lessons really came from just a lot of hard work, a lot of study, and a lot of consistency in the contributions I want to make in life. And along that path, I had the blessing of working with and knowing and studying and coaching some of the world's most successful people. And these four things always show up in their life. And honestly, I kind of wish I figured this out like 10 years earlier so I could focus on them versus kind of bumbling in dumb, which is what I did. So I hope in sharing my experience with you, you understand how important these four things are to your success. Number one is competence. Competence. It means you should focus on getting absolutely competent at the skills that matter for your long-term success. Whatever your dream is, think of it. What's your dream? break it down and say, okay, if that's my dream, what skills would I have to master, really master, to be able to have that dream? For me, as an example, speaking with you right now, I don't know how many of my videos you've watched or whatever, but you know, we've had 250 million video views. And I was mortified to speak. Some of you guys have been in my seminars before, right? 2,000 people, 10,000 people, 30,000 people in an arena. I was mortified. I was terrified to get up and speak in front of people. And so you're like, well, how did you develop that and learn that? Well, I had this dream to make a difference in the world. And I wanted to impact a lot of people in the world. And I said, if I'm actually gonna help a lot of people in the world, I need to learn how to communicate. Because where I grew up, there wasn't a lot of emotional expression or a lot of communication. I mean, if a dude raised his hand in an emotional expression above his waist, it meant he was gonna punch you in the face. That's where I grew up with. I didn't grow up with people being like outwardly expressive and joyous and like facial expressions and moving their hands. I didn't grow up with that. I had to learn like, how do I communicate and make an impact with people and share what I wanna share? I had to practice that and learn that, but I had to become competent in that if I wanted to make my difference. And I think that's really important. The greats master their skill. Think of any musician you love. They mastered their art, their voice, their instrument. Think about any person you really admire in business. They had to master business building. They had to master the process or the product or the thing. Think about anyone you admire in their health and wellness. They had to master their own body. Think about the happiest people you know. They had to master their mind. How did they do that? They learned. They studied. They applied. Competence is the thing that we know in high performance gives people the edge. When you are more informed, more educated, more experienced in the things that matter most to your career, you outperform everybody else who's just going through the motions, who's just showing up. But when you're learning in those dark hours of the night, when you are trying when nobody else is watching, and you are developing skill, guess what we know from psychology? That competence and confidence are very correlated. We call it in high performance work the competence-confidence loop, right? The more you learn, the more you're willing to try. And the more you're willing to try, the greater confidence you gain. The more confidence you gain, the more you're willing to try new things, which teaches you even more. So this competence-competence loop is the secret to lifelong success. Keep learning, keep applying, because as you master new skills that matter to the direction of your life, towards your dreams, then you get more confident. As you get more confident, you try new things and you get more success. Number two, and this is really key, a contribution mindset. To not begin the day with me, not to look at your life with, I hope to get this, or I hope to survive. Take your mind off survival, take your mind off getting for yourself, and ask, how can I give, right? It's biblical to ask, you know, and you shall receive. But also, it's ethical to give and you shall receive. When you change your mindset from getting to giving, when you change your mindset to contribute, when you think about your day, your work, your mission, your life as a way to contribute, instead of going into work to complain about your job washing dishes, you say, how can I go do this and help contribute to my team, help contribute to somebody else's day, help, you know, everyone else who's working in the kitchen, let's all have a great day. Contribute positivity, contribute like energy to the world. Because even if you're not doing great things yet, you can do the little things with greatness if you approach it with the mindset of service. Like, the contribution mindset is what always makes the difference. Because think about it. Is it true that some people become really successful, rich, famous, and, you know, have everything outwardly there one wants, but is still miserable? It's because they're not feeling the satisfaction and the fulfillment of service. They did everything they needed to get something. They became something, but they never felt fulfilled because they didn't utilize that or along the way
give and serve others. The contribution mindset can change your life. For me, what I learned along the way too is the third C is about community. And where I grew up, I didn't have a lot of people who were trying to really better themselves. I know and I appreciate you because you're here for your personal development. And so I appreciate you being here. I call you guys Team HPX. HPX stands for High Performance Experience because I believe that not everybody wants to live the high performance experience. Not everybody wants to reach the next level. Not everybody wants that extraordinary vibrancy and connection and excellence that comes from trying to be your best. But those of you who do, why you're here, my belief about Team HPX, about us, is we've learned we have to build the tribe necessary to succeed and enjoy life. You can't just take the energy and the people that you have in your life. You need to strategically build the people around you to have the community you need to succeed and enjoy life. And often that brings up for people, well, but Brendan, my spouse doesn't support me. You know, people make fun of me. The kids at school don't understand. The people at work shoot down my ideas. And it's not that you have to kick everybody out who's negative. It's not that you have to get rid of all these people, because sometimes that person is your spouse or your brother or your sister or your friend. It's not that you have to get rid of them or judge them in any way. What you can do is limit your time and exposure to them. And even if you can't do that, because that's the person who you are in love with right now, what you can do is separately build what you need. In other words, successful people build the community they need. They don't hope to have it. They're not born from it. They don't always have it in their current circle. But what they do is they go build it. So ask, what's your dream? What do you really want to achieve? And what's the type of people you need to be around to have that, experience that, and accelerate towards that? For me, I had to start shaping new friendships. I had to do more networking in my industry to meet new people. I had to get myself around others. I went to seminars and workshops, networking events. I got myself around high achievers. I wasn't born around many of them. I had to get myself around them. And by getting myself in that proximity of a peer group that was positive, ambitious, service-oriented, competent at what they do, it raised my game, right? Other people can really inspire you. So build the community you need. I think the last thing that I've learned that's so important is that successful people take command of their life. They take command of their thoughts, command of their emotions. They take command of what they're doing during the day. They're less reactive than other people because they say, I'm going to be the captain of my ship. And that sense of command is the difference maker in their lives. Where most people, they take their circumstances, they blame, they complain, they dread the struggle. People who've taken command of their lives, they honor the struggle. They bring the joy. They decide what their day is going to be about. They work diligently towards their dreams. Instead of being distracted or run by impulse, they are focused and they choose discipline. Like, they have commanded their life at levels most people don't. Because listen, you and I both, listen, anyone can have a bad day and come home and be like, bad day, Netflix and chill. And they give up their day or the next 4 hours to tuning out. What I learned about successful people is when it is struggle, when it's easy to be discouraged, when it's easy to go, I guess Netflix and chill, they go, no, man, you know what? You had a bad day. So take command, do something positive for yourself. Take the next 2 hours and create, work, connect, be with the family. Like, they reset themselves consistently. And that's what I mean by command, right? Because we can't control everything. Isn't it true? We can't control everything. Some days someone's gonna be a jerk to you. Some days the project's gonna fall apart. Some days it's not gonna go the way that you want. But what successful people do in those moments is they reconnect to their personal power and say, okay, what did I learn? What can I do next? What's my next right action of integrity? They take command of themselves. So they don't let themselves feel sorry for themselves. They take command of themselves. Don't let other people tell them exactly what to do. They say, what should I do now? Versus, I guess I'll give up. So these simple ideas, get extremely competent at what you want to succeed at in your life. Learn all the skills around it. Second, adopt that contribution mindset that says, okay, I know what I'm going to do here, and that is give good energy, serve others, take care of others, contribute things that are excellent. Third, build the community that you need. And fourth, take back command of your life. You do these things, and all of a sudden, success won't be secret, it will be strategic.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group.
So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.